This program, brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com, is suitable for mature audiences only and may contain explicit sexual information.
Welcome to Erotic Open Mic, A Taste of Sex. My name is Marcy Prochowski, and we're here turned on, aren't we? Woohoo! So, this is so exciting. We are so, lots of new faces in the house. Thank you all for coming, old and new faces. We're recording this event. We're actually videotaping it as well for use in sharing our turn on with the world. Our newest, most exciting endeavor at One Taste is creating One Taste and what we do here as an open source, which means we share openly via the internet, etc., what we do here. And this is one of the ways that we can do it, is actually we're recording this event tonight. It's being edited into a podcast in collaboration with Personal Life Media. They have arrangement with iTunes, so this, some of the pieces tonight will actually get edited down into a program that will be downloadable on iTunes. So you could be actually on BART and somebody is looking really turned on across the way and they're listening to what you talked about tonight. It's pretty cool. Or they could be in Beijing doing that.
Stay tuned for highlights from Jessica with musical orgasm, where she seduces an old friend. And Bryn, this sister is so sizzling. She brings hot peppers to Switzerland, to the Alps of Switzerland, in her piece called Matterhorn.
My name is Marcy Prochowski, and I want to welcome you to A Taste of Sex, Erotic Poetry Readings and Letters to My Pussy. And we are here at One Taste in San Francisco, which is an urban retreat center where we explore sensuality, communication, gender dynamics. Basically, we are here to weave orgasm into the world conversation, and we want to welcome you into that conversation tonight. So we're going to start with Alicia, with her divine letter to her pussy called Dear Black Madonna.
Dear Black Madonna, thank you for opening up and being my friend. Thank you for stating your intentions and purpose. Thank you for not being silenced after all the times I've tried to shut you up. I will be more responsive and respectful to you. I will hold and praise you in the sacred messy and will only choose partners that can truly appreciate your full potential. You are a sacred and gentle being, and I will honor you as I have not before. Thank you for your patience with me and waiting for me to grow up.
So we have something called the sacred messy here at One Taste, which for any of you who's even spent like an afternoon with us, you get straight into it. We're going to have Rob up here next with a piece called She Asks Me. And this is describing his sensual experience. Uh-oh, here we go, Rob.
I have a preview to She Tells Me. It's not She Asks Me, as is often around here. So the warm-up is called Entangle. It's been a pretty intense day, and I ask her if she wants to lay with me for a few moments. It's already approaching midnight, so I'm happy when she says yes. I take my notebook to the bed, put my feet up on our brick walls inverted, and let the day flow from my feet down to my lower back. I am reading and rereading the work for tomorrow when she comes in. She pulls off her pants, more comfortable, and gets in the same position as I. We talk of the day in hushed tones as our legs slowly entwine, shared intimacies, thoughts, and evaluations. I'm not sleepy, as I notice our legs are now more entwined, our arms mixed up, flesh on flesh. I lean in the middle of a sentence and kiss her, and her lips responds. Soft kiss, small bits of her breath on mine. She pulls my head in closer and entangles our bodies once more, our tongues, our arms. Pulling off her shirt, her chest and mine heat moving between. Then, like a pipe that breaks in the cold of a Philadelphian winter, my turn on increases and we kiss rapidly, sloppily, and I can feel my cock start to stir. Okay, this is two of two. This is She Tells Me. She tells me she wants me for 5 minutes. We go up to our room and I pull down my pants. I lay back and expect the unexpected. Her mouth moves down my chest towards my cock. I anticipate her touch, the way I know she will touch me. Her breath moves over my torso, her lips grazing my skin. I move slightly, wanting her touch, feeling my body rise to her lips. She moves away, not touching me. I quiver. Her turn on increases. She removes her pants, heat of her sex on my leg. I want her. I want to feel her touch. She breathes in and out, and I fall along with her heat. I figure out the game right then. She wants me to want. She wants me to reach. I know the game, but I still fall for it. I am still at her mercy. She looks at me, then the clock. Time's up.
Now we've got a really hot number, which is Jessica Fraser, who's an incredibly turned on writer. Her pussy's name is Apollone. And she has a piece tonight called Musical Orgasm about when she seduced an old friend.
For so much of my life, I felt isolated, afraid of feeling so much. I didn't know how to feel my pain and your pain and the fear and the love and the insecurity and all the delicate places that weren't safe to show you. So I found my solace in music. I found my orgasm in those moments when I found the perfect transition, when I played those three measures over and over and over, and suddenly I got it right, and it filled me enough to keep going until I could play the whole song and swim in it. Last night, I undressed her. Smooth, white, black, white, black keys, and I sat down to play. Cool and familiar, my hands moved from left to right, floating along, barely touching the keys. Stroking the keys faster and lower and deeper, and I was coming down into my body. And the song played me in that moment. We were fucking there. Each note penetrating me deeper and harder and faster. My flesh tingling, my breath barely moving. My involuntary system takes over and I sway back and forth and forward and backward in circles. My eyelids closed, pull upward, my forehead tight and pulled back, my chest filled like a balloon, and then the soft, slow strokes, and I can hold it there. Lock it in and sit in apotheosis. Oh God, I want to resolve this cord. God, I can feel it coming and I hold it there. And then we slowly float down on a harp-like arpeggio. I can feel it rising like a balloon in my chest, the music going down as the balloon goes up and I am pulled there. My pussy stretched open in a cool breeze inside of me and slowly, as the feather floats to the ground, I come back into my body. And each stroke of the keys is a stroke on my clit. And now, I don't need to find my orgasm alone, locked in a room with God. I can find God here in this moment with you, through this sensation, through this fear, this unbearable love. And I can be played by you, and I can play you. All I have to do is surrender to this song, and to you, and together we can touch God.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, a weekly online audio program where orgasmic innovators share the intricacies of their practice on personallifemedia.com.
We're going to continue on with Chaya, with her obnosing the body. And this is from the Raw Course. No, just a little snippet. Obnosing is something that we really teach at One Taste, which is noticing. And it keeps things alive. It keeps attention on what is really there instead of judgments like beautiful. It's like we actually notice the fine details of what's there. And that's actually what can really rivet this system into staying in sensation. So, Chaya.
These women are naked, standing before me. My mind is racing. My voices of childhood, parents, school teachers, all ringing through my ears. This is not sniut, modest. One may not look upon the body of someone they are not married to. The voices don't stop. They keep telling me to look away. The voices get louder. And then, joined with another set of familiar voice, your body is fat. How I remember that voice that led me to that toilet seat, always looking myself in the reflection, begging that voice to quiet. Each voice becomes louder and louder, overriding the pleasure I am feeling. My body begins to disassociate. I don't know where I went. I don't know for how long. I don't know. I do know that the woman who was naked was replaced by another naked woman. Suzanne touched me, and I jumped. My body began to be grounded. As I awoke, I began to look. I could not keep my eyes for more than 3 seconds, for the voices would return. Another voice became known. Go get high. Cocaine will do it. Go. They wouldn't know. Go. Run away. Get that fat off with cocaine. I ran. I couldn't handle the voices, the chatter. I ran to my bed and found myself wanting to jump out of the window, interrupted by Suzanne's touch. I looked her in the eyes and shared my pain, my thoughts, my resistance, and then I walked through, back to Raw. Back to awakening.
So there was a course yesterday called Raw, and it's a women's sexuality course, and Chaya was in it. She just got drop shipped from New York a couple days ago to join our community here in San Francisco, and she, we were doing an exercise where each woman got up and was obnosing her body in the mirror. This is another way we obnose. We actually look inside and actually start to observe what's going on with us moment to moment and look at what are our patterns that keep us out. And now we've got Bryn, and her name for her pussy is... Is it really Matterhorn?
No, that's not the name of my pussy.
I was going to say... Girl, I've been to Disneyland and back, and wow. Okay, she's got two pieces going on. So she's got her letter to her pussy, and then another piece called Matterhorn. All right.
Dear pussy, you are one of thousands of millions of amazing, unique, ever-changing, mysterious, many-fold, myriad orgasmic organisms. You connect to my very life force. You can hold that force hostage, or you can set it free. You are capable of feeling so much more than I ever realized. I wonder when I will let myself feel all that you are capable of. When I will lift the glass ceiling on how much sensation I will allow. By the way, the name of my pussy is Hidden Song. She hasn't started singing yet, but she will. I arranged to meet with Will for an ohm after work, in between visits to One Taste. It's our first time we've ohmed together. He starts by contacting my thighs, then inserts his thumb into my introitus. Next comes the lube stroke, long and slow, from bottom to top. As soon as his finger lands on my clit, my body begins to quiver. I feel warmth radiating in my feet. Soon, heat is spreading through my pussy, intensifying. I imagine the blood flowing to my lips and clit, bringing with it the heat of desire. We're climbing higher and higher, higher and higher. He brings me to a snow-covered peak. A cool energy penetrates deep within my vaginal tissues, my body still climbing. I'm on top of the Swiss Alps, and the sensation is exquisite. We continue in high-altitude rapture, my body soaking up and loving where we are, yet wanting to go higher still. I'm amazed at how much I'm able to feel and stay present to. Warm waves washing through my legs and feet, cool tingling in my pussy walls, the electric charge connecting between the pressure of his thumb and the exquisite sensation of his finger on my clit. The pulsating contractions arcing through my torso, faster and faster. A minute to go. The sensation bursts through a new level. I go up, touch the sky. Sensation peaks and spreads. Deeper, fuller. I slip down for a nanosecond. Then straight back up. Time. But my body keeps peaking. I'm not coming down. He slaps my pussy with his palm, trying to bring me down. Whack! I keep peeking. Whack! Whack! Driving home, my pussy is full of sensation, vibrating, tingling, open, hungry.
And I'd say howling like Aretha Franklin on the way home, right? Wow. She can sing. Oh my God. So that's what we do here at One Taste. What she described is our practice, our core practice here at One Taste, which is orgasmic meditation, and we call it OM for short, or OMing. So what that looks like is it's our meditation practice. Instead of sitting down and cross-legged and noticing our breath, we lay down, the women lay down, spread their legs, and someone strokes them, and we notice sensation, and that's what we are training ourselves to do, is stay in sensation and notice when we are out, when we're in, what those sensations are, and then we experience an orgasm between the person stroking and ourselves. So it's that shared orgasm, that energy that we're creating together. So that is what you just heard.
Thank you again for joining us today. It's so fabulous to have your energy clicking into ours. From San Francisco, I want to thank you. This is Marcy Prochowski with One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco and Personal Life Media. Go forth, prosper in pleasure.
Bye.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.